stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Syrian rebels supported by Turkey have taken control Sunday of at least four villages and one town from Kurdish-led forces in northern Syria, amid reports that Turkish airstrikes claimed the lives of at least 35 civilians in the area. Monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say 20 people were killed in the village of Jub al-Qusa. 50 people were wounded in the attack in an area controlled by militia allied with the Kurdish-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. The observatory says another airstrike killed 15 civilians and wounded 20 others near the town of Al-Armana. Separately, the Turkish military said Sunday that it carried out airstrikes in northern Syria that killed 25 Kurdish militants. U.S. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump is making repeated appeals for support from African-American voters at the unlikeliest of venues, at rallies where almost all the voters are white. Trump called Hillary Clinton, his Democratic opponent in the November 8th presidential election, a bigot for not improving the plight of blacks and Hispanics.
Hillary Clinton's campaign is all about protecting the powerful. And I understand that very well. I think nobody knows the system better than I do. Our campaign is about protecting those who have no power. They don't have power, but they're great, great people.
National political surveys show Clinton has amassed a huge lead over Trump among black and Hispanic voters, while he holds a much smaller lead among white voters. VOA News.